The Maid, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Position Open by Lulu M. I was standing outside a brick manor on the west side of Oslo, wondering whether to ring the doorbell or run away. Shivering, I pulled the knee-length coat closer. March was here, but the air was still cool, and winter didn't seem ready to let its grip go. Nevertheless, spring brought restlessness, excitement, and recklessness into my body, bringing me to this very intriguing situation. A magazine in the boys' university dorm had been laying open, alerting me to this very odd job advertisement. The wording had been something like, "Position open, strict master seeking obedient maid, workplace, manor, Oslo West. Desired qualifications, submissive, busty and shaved." After a relatively short selection process, I was now standing here, freezing. I'd observed the job's required outfit to a T and wore a French maid outfit under my coat. In addition, I had fishnet tights, black stilettos and no panties. The ad had initially piqued my interest, but now doubt and nervousness was taking hold. I looked up and noticed a video surveillance camera above the entrance, so I'd probably been spotted already. No turning back, I guess. I pressed the doorbell with a shaking finger. The door slid open, and before me was a woman. Her age somewhere between 35 and 40. Either way, she was 10 to 15 years older than I. Her blonde hair was pulled back tight, and she wore a white blouse and a tight knee-length black skirt. Without uttering a word, she showed me into the entrance hall and helped take off my coat. All of a sudden, I was face to face with my new employer. He was tall, dressed in a suit, dark hair, with streaks of grey around his temples. He had an air of willpower and authority about him. Clearly, this man was used to having things his way. I instinctively bowed my head and felt my heart beat faster. I almost jumped when he spoke. "Colette, was it?" he inquired. I nodded. Colette was the name I had given him. I thought it would suit the outfit. "This is Nadia, my housekeeper," he continued. "She will instruct you on the basics. You may call me Master." "Yes, Master," I answered, bowing my head again. He scrutinized me intently. I began to feel uncomfortable and exposed standing there in front of him. It was quite cold in the big hall we were in, and my stilettos made loud echoes whenever they hit the marble floor. I was also painfully aware of how short my uniform was. Many centimetres of bare skin were visible, from the edge of my skirt up to the silk lace on the stockings. I was especially aware that I was not wearing any knickers, and things were about to get worse. "Lift your skirt," he beckoned me, and for some reason I obeyed immediately.